Cardiff, this is Dennis.
Hey, Dennis. Good morning. This is Jim Barrett with JES Footwear. How are you?
Good, Jim. How you doing?
Not too bad. Hey, I just wanted to find out where things were with our discussion.
Well, I actually emailed you back. I don't know if you got it or not, but I mean, I do have an approval for you. It's just not a very good one without the tax info, and I know you're kind of up against the wall with that as well. They didn't see.
Well, the only thing I could do, I mean, I'd tell you the only thing, other thing I could do, I mean, here's what they told me, you know, and this is coming from the IRS, all right? They can tell me what the numbers are, okay? The system that they have is not working correctly to tell you what the amounts are.
The exact amount, yeah, because I'm sure it changes by payment.
But they would send it. They would send it by mail, which would take 10 days.
Right,
now,
10 days
if they wanted, if they wanted to go online, I mean, not go online, but if they wanted to call the IRS, okay, and it's, you know, www.irs.gov, and then the number that's listed there, then it takes a little bit of time to get connected to them. If they wanted to call them, and then conference me in, then I could give them all of the information that was necessary to get that information.
Okay, I can actually let them know that, and see if
but,
if they can
you
get
know, either way, either way, you know, there's only one, you know, when if I owed them $20 million, if I'm still paying $1,200 a month, that's all that's going to be affecting me, unless they're worried about collateral. But and that may be what they're worried about. But
yeah, I don't think they're so much concerned about the payment. It's just more the amount that's owed. I know if it's over 250, they make a bigger deal about it. But I know it's less than 200, so I just have to prove it to my underwriting department.
Well, can you tell me like what you've got now and what you think it could be if we can get that thing resolved?
Well, right now I only have $45,000 for pretty short term for 6.2 months. It is, of course, renewable.
Okay,
but I think
so
it'd be much more.
So do you think they could do? And probably sky high interest rate too, right?
It's pretty high. Yeah, I think it's well, your daily payment comes out to $498 per day for 21 business days.
Can you figure out how to get that done on a weekly basis? That daily thing is just it's a nightmare.
Yeah, I know, and you mentioned that too. Region really spoke. I could, you know, I definitely can try it. Unfortunately, it's not my department, but I did mention to them that you were looking for a weekly at
all
a
right,
minimum,
well, here,
preferably monthly. But
here's what to do. Ask them to go online to www.irs.gov, and then under the area where it says how much you owe or something like that, it'll give them an 888 number. So they will know that they're fishing out the right number. It's not something I'm giving them. And then have them call that number right away. I'm at a trade show, and I'll probably be getting busy about 1:30 in a couple hours. But if they were to call them and get them, you know, get them on the line, and then conference me in using my cell phone number here, then I can give them all the information.
Okay, yeah, let me see if they'll do that. I mean, they've got to be willing to work with us on it. Obviously, it benefits everyone, so let me see what they can do.
All right.
I'll have them contact you back. Is this probably the best number then?
Yeah, 917-209-0741.
Gotcha. Okay, let me try to get them to expedite this for you as well so we can at least give you some numbers and, you know, get this wrapped up.
Well, yeah, and if they can get that number and it's under 200, maybe they can bump that number up closer to the 100 that I'm looking for.
Right, and I think that's definitely possible. I mean, I don't see why it wouldn't be. Based off everything that I see here,
okay,
it should be.
Here's what I'd like to try to do, and I know this isn't great, but you know, I was originally looking for like 175, but if you can get it to 100, and you can get the payment interest, you know, I don't know if you can get it under 30%. And if you can get the payments on a weekly basis, anything you could do to that end would be great.
Absolutely. That's what I'm pushing for. And I think, you know, once we get this resolved as far as what they're concern is about the IRS amounts. Okay. It'll be a much quicker turnaround, much better numbers. It'll be better all around, definitely.
So. Yeah, let's. As a matter of fact, you know, yeah, I can give them all the information. I don't have any. I'm trying to think. I can get them all the tax information and everything right here from my phone, I think. Like I said, I'm not in my office, but I think I've got everything here.
Oh, no, they should be able to work with you on it. I mean, obviously you're not the only one having this problem.
Okay.
So.
All right, well, let's do this. Why don't you call them? Can you call me back? Because I'd really like to try to get this, you know, wrapped up if we can do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I'll get them to expedite it and get some answers for you here shortly.
Okay. All right. Well, let me know what to do. Okay.
All right, Jim. We'll do bye. Thank you.